As you probably know, eating a nice juicy hamburger or crispy fried chicken isn't exactly great for your health. But you may not be aware of the impact meat has on the health of the planet. Newly released research now gives us, for the first time, an accurate scale to measure the impacts of beef, pork, poultry, and dairy on the environment. Scientists examined many factors, including the greenhouse gases produced and the land and water consumed, and, no surprise, beef is the worst for the planet, calorie for calorie. Before the show, I spoke with Ron Milo, Associate Professor at the Weizmann Institute of Science in Israel and the study's co-author. I started by asking him how they compared the environmental effects of different livestock categories.
We collected the publicly available data for the U.S. market regarding the environmental costs associated with growing livestock that is being used for our diet, beef to pork to poultry, eggs and dairy, and analyze those environmental burdens in comparison to how much do we eat of each of those different items. And from that, we could extract the burden per unit of consumption. For example, how much land or how much irrigation water do we use per calorie of, say, chicken versus beef. It enables us to look at specific items like chicken or dairy or beef and be able to, on the one hand, enable us to make decisions as individuals regarding what we prefer to eat, and also enables policymakers maybe to make policies that would be more suited for the sustainability of the environment, for giving us food security for the long term.
So what happened to be the most surprising finding of your study?
For me, the most surprising finding was that dairy had comparable environmental impacts as, say, pork or poultry. I would naively think dairy would be much lower. Milk is much less of an impact on the environment, whereas we found that milk has a similar impact on the environment per calorie or per protein as all meat types save beef. Beef is much worse. This relates to the physiology and the biology of beef cows. So the process is much of gaining weight and creating meat is much slower than happens in, say, chicken or pork or in the pigs. This has a big effect on the overall efficiency.
What did your study show in terms of greenhouse gas emissions? Are cow farts really that bad?
We included all types of greenhouse gas effects, both those emanating from the animals themselves, as well as those that are being created while one makes the fertilizer that is put on the fields in order to grow the, say, corn or other grains, as well as those that being burnt by the tractor in the field. We've been adding all of those together.
What other impacts does beef production have besides emitting greenhouse gases?
We've been looking at several impacts. One of them is the amount of land being used. So this is the land that is being used in order to grow the grains or the grass that is being fed to the beef. So in that aspect, we saw that there's about 20 to 30 fold more land being required for growing beef than for, say, chicken. Another metric was irrigation water, so how much water has to be irrigated on the fields in order to grow the feed that would be used by beef. And another one is fertilizer use. After putting the fertilizer, a large chunk of it reaches into the waterways, which has a very detrimental effect on the different food webs in the water.
How is the environmental impact of beef comparable to other meats that we eat?
So beef is about 20 times more of an impact in terms of land, about 10 times more, requires 10 times more irrigation water, and about 5 times more greenhouse gas emissions and fertilizer use than all the rest, basically. Whereas the others, poultry, dairy, pork, and eggs, are quite comparable among themselves.
The world's population is growing, and as we hear all the time, more people will be eating meat in the future. What's the outlook for, say, 10 years from now, or maybe even 50 years from now?
So there are big challenges. So the projection says that if current trends persist, there'll be a demand for more and more beef and more meat of other types. And this is going to be very challenging for our planet to supply the feed that all these animals would require. And so that was one motivation why we thought this study is of importance, because it enabled us to tell what is more efficient and what is less efficient, to enable us to make better decisions, both as private people in terms of our diet as well as for policymakers. I would also say that we also analyzed some staple plants, such as rice, wheat, and potato, in comparison to the livestock, and we found that they are several times more efficient, so their environmental burden is much smaller than even the relatively more efficient, such as poultry or dairy or eggs. The staple plants are several times more efficient than those.
What's needed to produce, say, 1 kilogram of meat compared to 1 kilogram of plant product?
So, say, for beef, in terms of land, you would require somewhere between about 200 square meters for over a year in order to get a kilo of beef, whereas for the staple plants, it would be on the order of, say, 1 to 3 meters square. So we're talking a factor of about 100-fold.
What about when meat raising is done in a sustainable way? So raised on pastures, grass-fed, don't those methods actually help take carbon out of the environment?
So there's a lot of variability in different ways of growing. What we find is usually a very strong trade-off in which different ways to grow, such as the one you're saying, would be more efficient, say, in terms of using, say, greenhouse gases, but at the same time would have much more requirements, say, in terms of the pasture land that would be required for that, and thus affecting, for example, biodiversity. So it seems like there's no, in each of the different cases, there are associated prices that are quite high.
That was Ron Milo, Associate Professor at the Weizmann Institute of Science and the study's co-author.